This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
What's going on, people? Welcome to the match preview. Another FA Cup tie. This time it is the replay. There will be a decider as Palace travel to Goodison Park for a massive, massive game on Wednesday night. Should we take it seriously? We know our next opposition, who it will be if we do go through to the next round. That will be either Luton or Bolton. Look, we'll be discussing players and more. As always, if you do enjoy it, make sure to leave a like and subscribe and get involved in the show by leaving down your thoughts in the comment section down below. Stan, as I said, I guess the positive out there for the replay is that we know who our next opposition will be. But before we actually talk about all of that, how are you feeling, man, in this 2 weeks without Palace? I know there's been a few news here and there with ownership and transfer rumours, but has it been like a bit refreshing? Are you looking forward to Palace play again, or you wish the break was
No, I'm not looking forward to them playing again, mate. Not with the drivel that they serve up at the moment. No, not at all.
Especially after last year against Everton as well.
Yeah, shocking, man. Absolutely shocking. But it seems that I've seen on socials the players went away on holiday and, you know, maybe they'll get a rejuvenated lease of life and come back better. Maybe Roy Hodgson went away to tactical football school for a week and, you know, he's learned not to play such horrendously boring and negative football.
Tactical football. Well, I mean, he's been involved in the game for about longer than I've been alive. So,
yes,
I don't think he'll be going to a tactical super school in the last 2 weeks. Maybe I thought he might go like Cornwall or, you know, Bognor
Regis. Yeah, probably. Like yeah, Bognor Regis or something. Yeah. No, I think he's more of a Barbados man, to be honest with you.
Barbados, you reckon?
Yeah, that's too much of a long trip,
man. That's too much of a long trip. But I don't know what Roy does.
When you're collecting the money he does, Barbados is just it's a drop in the ocean, mate.
Well, to be fair, if I was collecting the money that he does, then I would not be staying in the UK right now, especially at that age. That's me personally, anyways. But of course, I don't know about his finances like that. But let's talk about quickly the reverse fixture. Of course, 0-0 draw at home. It was, like, let's just not even be around the bush. It was very worrying to watch, especially in the last 15, 20 minutes when they had 10 men and they created better chances. Dan, in this game, something needs to change, right?
We need to play better. We need to do more. But it all depends on how we get, how he sets us up, I think. Because legitimately, it depends what team he picks. Yeah, I could see it going one of three ways.
What do you mean one of three ways? Let's talk about how he sets up. Like, do you expect him to sit back? Do you expect him to take the game to Everton? Because of course, away from home, I think their fans will be up for it. What do you expect like that?
So before we look at how he actually looks to play, we've got to think of the side that he's gonna try and put out. We've got Arsenal on Saturday.
Yeah.
Really, we've got really bad injury record as it is. You know, is he going to go for it? I'd like him to go for it and put out his strongest possible team because it's an important game. And I'd like, you know, we haven't got a great record at Goodison Park. It's time to put that to bed and get maybe get a win up there. It's been a very, very long time. Or is he going to play just, you know, some youngsters, try and blood a few players, give some people some minutes? He could do that as well. or he could, which or number three, which I think he's definitely going to do, is he's going to play the most drab, average team that he continues that he can play, and will lose 1-0. He'll say that the team played well, tried their best, but it wasn't meant to be.
But for me, I feel like you can have a combination of both. You can still use one or two youth players as well as have the likes of maybe Eze coming off the bench or Elise, depending on what happens with him. I said that I want to see Elise play against Arsenal, not against Everton. As much as I think the Everton game is massive for us because of the next tie, I do want us to go and take it serious. Both games are, to be fair, both games should be serious for us because of the position we're in.
For sure. I
mean, what, 3 wins in 15? We can't really downplay games. But for you, do you think he might rotate and maybe, start Hamadar? But France has started last time. We'll talk about him in just a second. But Hamadar, Ozo, these players that came off the bench, maybe they can have starts in this one. The thing is, we've had a 2-week break now. So he doesn't really have to rotate in terms of, players that's needed rest because they've got their rest.
Yeah, I think France gets another look in. I think he'll probably start Schlupp and Will Hughes, if I'm being honest with you. I don't think he's going to start Hamada and Oza. I can't see him doing it. I'd love him to, but it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Then again, if he doesn't start Oza and Hamada, then I don't know. I just think the one thing is Will Hughes can't be signed as a number 10. That's the one thing that we can agree on. I think Will Hughes can't be signed as a number 10 because honestly, he's not a number 10.
I don't know why we play him at number 10.
And also France as well. Look, France, the last time around when he started against Everton, I think we went a bit downhill when he came up, but he's not a right-sided player either. Like I wanted to see him start down the left-hand side, or maybe Edouard can start that. I don't know how it works, so France is number 10. But France needs to be in a position that favours him, that gives him that bit of creativity. We kind of threw him in a deep end against Everton, played him in a position where he's never really came on to play for Palace.
Yeah. Listen, I think this is... this game for Everton is more of a headache than it is for us because they're in a precarious position. Same games played and Luton are level on points with them now. They have got a team. They probably probably could stay up, but we've sort of got the luxury that we can go for it a little bit because we've got some points on the board. We're 5 points ahead of them. It's not massive, but I'm looking at the table. I think Everton.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Sean Dyche might look at it as that he's got to concentrate on the league and put out a weakened team. I don't think he'll do that, but he might have to look at it that way.
Then can't Palace look at it the same way then?
Yeah, but the manager.
We're not in a really great position with ourselves.
Yeah, yeah. And the manager is, right? So.
Yeah, but it goes down to the manager, but it's bigger than the manager as well. We're not in a perfect position. I know we beat Brentford and that gave us a bit of a safe space, but when you look at our position is not that great either. But then again, as I said, we take both games seriously. You can have a bit of rotation here and there, but Arsenal and Everton are both significant games, and I'm not throwing anything away. Because look, let's talk about the next round of opposition that we could potentially get. Luton or Bolton?
They're both a favourable draw. Yeah.
Yeah, at home as well is a favourable draw. And if you beat Luton and Bolton, and then next round, if you get another easier draw, then what? You're like one win or away from Wembley, and also you got that optimism going, and that momentum can actually help the players out a lot as well. So
not it could do a lot around the club.
It could give us a boost in the league if we go further in the cup.
Yeah, I think the furthest we've got under Roy Hodgson is quarterfinals. We went out to Watford, I think, that year. He's not a manager who does anything in the cup, to be honest with you, as far as I know. So I think, like I said, I think if we had a different manager, then we'd be looking at it differently. I'm trying to go back to Vieira's first season in charge. I think we were around where we are now in that January when we played Millwall and then we obviously played Hartlepool. So, listen, I think, obviously, I think we had one or two better players maybe then. We had, obviously, Gallagher. We had Wilf as well. But our squad is still decent enough to try and beat Everton and go and get this game. Is it a home game or an away game against Luton or Bolton?
Home.
Oh, Jesus, lads. Come on, mate. Got to win.
Yeah, we have to. We have to. That's what I'm saying. We have to.
Got to win, man. Yeah, got to win. Otherwise, the season's over.
But you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know. It all depends. We're playing to stay up anyways, even if we win this. What makes us so sure that we can beat Luton at home or Bolton?
I know, but if we don't win this Everton game, our season is over. I mean, if you know, I'm at the point now that obviously I don't want us to go down, but if we go down, we go down. If we stay up, we stay up. It doesn't really, do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, we got to win.
Yeah, I get in that aspect because, as I said, a cup run gives the fans something to look forward to as well. But yeah, I don't know. Even if we win this game, if we beat Luton or Bolton, if we win this game and beat Luton or Bolton, then we can maybe start talking about, oh, can we do something this season? But but yeah, I just it's been a drag all along. It feels like anyway so far this season. So if we have a good FA Cup run, then that will at least give the fans something to look back on. You know, Roy's last year, yes, it was boring at times and this happened and that happened, but we had a good cup run and at least we had something to look forward to. You get, so I think it'll be significant for him, because at the end of the day, I know a lot of people are frustrated at Roy for every decision that he makes, and I understand as well because I've been one of those, but I would want him to leave on a high. I think we made the wrong decision by bringing him back this season in the first place. So if he did have a good cup run, if we did have something to look forward to and he ended on a high and we still stayed up in the league, then fair enough. I think our problems are bigger than Roy Hodgson. Our problems always go back to the owners. And that's why I can't really, you know, just look at Roy Hodgson alone. He makes some baffling decisions at that time, the manager 100%, but There's so much on the owners as well that even when the season ends, I'm holding us to expectations. But you know, when we spoke about, well, not we, Roy Hodgson and Steve Parrish did mention when they signed a new extension at the club that we're aiming for top 10. If we got to, let's say, an FA Cup semi-final or FA Cup quarter-final and we didn't finish in the top 10, would that still be a respectable season for you? Or do you still want to see top 10 and, you know, both cup runs?
I think for a club like Palace that have been in the Premier League for what is now going on 11 years, the minimum we should be looking at is FA Cup, the run to the quarterfinals, sorry, of both cups, barring unfavourable draws against, obviously, the big boys, absolutely, and looking to push for that top 10. We're not going to push for the top 10 this year. We are miles off it. 8 points, actually. We're 8 points off.
It's not then miles though, Stan.
Yeah.
When you look at it, well, five points is not miles, but then from what we've seen in terms of performances, it's better and weaker position. Like, we just nowhere near have been consistent enough. As I said, three wins in 15 games for Palace or 3 wins in 18? That is, for any side, that's proper relegation for me. It's funny how we're not as worried yet of, you know, potentially going out because the teams below us are so much worse. And we got a favorable result on Friday night as well with Luton drawing with Burnley. So we just keep dragging it away. But then again, of course, as fans, we want to see a bit more. And maybe this cup run could be that bit more that we could see. And we could push on like that. So I think that could be significant in itself. But as I mentioned Edouard before, potentially playing down the left-hand side, pardon me, and Mateta as well. What do we do with the striker situation now that Edouard should be fit?
I think you got to keep JP because he's been playing quite well. Obviously, Edouard, you could put him on the left. Has he been? I don't think he's been very effective off that left-hand side, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. Like, he's
not a left-sided player for me anyway, no. Edouard. He's not. I don't think he's got the technical ability to play down there. I don't know how to describe it. I just think he's more of a, you give him a chance in front of goal, he'll finish it.
But we might have to, because I use AFCON and he's going to be for another couple of weeks. You might have to, or slip on the left, and that's going to be a barrel of laughs, isn't it? So,
Yeah, well, I think he's going to play it down the left, so I don't think that's going to be much of a shock, in all honesty. In terms of like the goalie situation, Sam Johnson, we don't know what's going on with him, but Dean Henderson, have you been impressed?
Yes and no. He's a good shot stopper.
He's got, based on the stats, he's actually had a very good run for Palace ever since he's come back from
India. Yeah, I know, but have you seen him come off his line? He's shocking. He's so slow.
Yeah, but then do you think that's just the rustiness that he needs to get over? Because, you know, he hasn't had that many.
He's had a couple of games now to get over the rustiness. Like Sam Johnson.
He's also had a couple of games where he's had some massive saves. I remember that in the final, Clyde nearly owned goal. And what game was it? I think it was Brentford at home.
Brentford,
3-2, etc. He's made some very good saves as well, though. You have to give him credit where credit's due.
Yeah, no, absolutely credit where credit's due. But he is a... just coming off his line and his distribution, I think, is poor, personally. Mm. But he's not let us down. He nearly did against Brighton when ricocheted off him, and I don't know what he was doing. But
I think that was down to luck. Down to luck more than Dean Henderson himself.
Yeah. But you can't knock him, mate. He's done a job. And who would you rather have, him or Remy Matthews? Could you imagine having Remy Matthews in goal? We'd be bottom of the league, I think, but no.
I don't want to even imagine that. Look, I've had no Palace horrors this weekend, and I want to enjoy it like that as well. And I don't want
Remy Matthews being
in goal. Let's talk about score predictions, Stan. It's going to be hard. Away from home at Goodison Park. It's hard to say because Everton, they have a game on Sunday, I believe. So they played before us in the league. So I don't know. Of course, they'll take the league more seriously than the cup.
We're early kickoff Saturday as well.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go for 1-0. 1-0, and then in penalties, we win for a change.
Okay.
We never win on pens, but we win for a change. What do you think?
I'm going to go for 1-0 Palace. And it's going to be
1-0 Palace. So we actually win it in 90 minutes.
We go for 1-0 Palace in 90 minutes. And it's going to be, a goal from a corner. Because we haven't scored one all season.
Goal from a corner. Goodison Park, 1-0 win. Well, Stan is still sleeping anyways. At least we can confirm that whilst recording.
Yeah.
His dreams are still vivid. But look, let us know your score prediction in the comment section down below. Or you can with Stan 1-0. Look, Stan is saying 1-0 Palace.
I'm saying 1-0 Palace. Listen, you got to go for it, man. It's the cup. You got to go for it. We should really, really try and win this. And a goal from a corner in the first half.
In the first half. So basically, everything that we don't do, you're basically saying it's going to happen in this game. Maybe it's international.
I'm not saying it's going to be a good performance. But
I'll take it. On a cup game, just give me a win.
Yeah.
We don't care. No one's going to remember the performances of A or B team. Like, who talks about, they won an FA Cup, but in the third round, they were poor against this team. Like, no, you just win the game. You go through to the next round. It's not legal.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go for 1-0 and then Palace on pen. Stan saying 1-0 Palace. Let us know your thoughts in the comment section down below. That's it from me and Stan. And until next time, up the Palace.
Up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport, powered by fans.